Welcome to Chapter by Chapter, a feature intended to inspire you to read a chapter of your Bible every day. Here's Sandy Adams, pastor of Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain, with a synopsis of today's chapter.
Jesus told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel, but it's the Spirit's job to tell us where in the world to go. When the Spirit closed the door in Asia, He gave Paul a vision for Macedonia. When the Spirit closes one door, don't get discouraged. It means He's about to open another. In Acts chapter 16, Paul stops in Philippi. A businesswoman named Lydia was converted and a church began in her house. There was another woman who was her master's business. She was demon-possessed and told fortunes for fortune. Divining for dollars was her game. As Paul would go to pray, this woman would follow him, promoting his ministry. Who needs publicity from a demoniac? Paul casts the demon out of the woman, but in doing so, cuts into her master's profit. It is sad that the men were more concerned about their wallet than the girl's welfare. Paul and Silas are tortured and thrown in prison. If I were Paul, I would have been discouraged. Hanging from the stocks in that cold, damp prison, pain ricocheting through my body, I'd be indulging in an enormous pity party. But not Paul. In the midst of pain, he's praising the Lord. The power of praise rocks the prison. The bars swing open, and the jailer's entire family is saved through Paul's witness.
Our desire is to see you reading God's Word. Each day at this time, Sandy will summarize a succeeding chapter in the Bible. If you would like a tape containing Pastor Sandy's complete study of today's chapter, call us at Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain. The number is 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP, or on the web at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com.